This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network. You can also catch us on that Odyssey app if you are traveling out of the market. We do appreciate that. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technicians. Go to cropmetcalf.com where you can get all your details about how they can hire you if you're handy like that. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Jason Bishop is
here. What's up, Cakesy?
What's up, Cakesy? Also, John Paul Flame.
Blinded by this light today. Something seems different in the studio with the lighting.
I never noticed that.
Can we turn this one off? This is right in my eyes.
Yes.
Is that possible?
Is that usually on?
No, it's usually not on. I don't know why.
Yes. Blinding.
Techs were here yesterday working on lights. I have no idea what they did. I know they put a new camera in.
All right. We might have to do some.
What's up with the new camera?
I did notice that earlier this morning.
Is it a new angle or it's just a different camera, a little more capability?
One of the cameras in the studio broke, so they brought in a new overhead camera.
There we have it.
Nice.
Looks like a ring light.
And Eric Bickle also here. He's sitting off to my right. That's your foursome, which is a rarity during the summer.
Yeah.
Look at this picture. It doesn't happen very often. All four of us are here during the summer months.
I'm here for the next few weeks. Don't think I'm going anywhere. What a wasteland on television last night. I was like hitting balls all day, doing stuff. I had an EB wellness day, workout, so you know, the whole thing. And then when I settled down, I don't have the TV on during the day. When I settled down around 8 o'clock, I was like, "There's nothing here I care about. There's nothing I care about." Nothing on. I ended up starting that Bin Laden documentary,
Manhunt, on Netflix.
That you recommended, and it is very good. I stayed up till about 10, but I still have like at least an hour and a half or so to watch. I mean, it is just unbelievable when you watch some of those the home videos or cell phone videos that people did have of the impact of the planes hitting the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just unbelievable when you revisit it.
Yep.
You see it up close in person. And then of course the whole response to it. It is wild.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm locked in.
It brings you back to that point in history, which is
terrible
kinda,
time.
You know.
And it did change the world. But
yeah.
This feels like, you know how it is when the MLB All-Star game and there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
This is what it feels like right now. As far as if you're a sports fan at all.
I mean, last night there was no Nats. They came off the West Coast trip, so they were idle last night.
I don't care about the NHL Finals. Literally don't care.
Doesn't start till tomorrow anyway.
NBA Finals, my understanding, doesn't start yet.
Nope.
There's nothing I cared about. The softball, didn't care.
Yeah, I watched the softball.
Didn't care.
Yeah, the
softball.
Well, college softball.
Women's College World Series.
He coached it. Though? Remember, he coached it.
So he's got a tie.
This is the time to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, the best teams in the country are playing.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, you know? I mean, there's certain college sports I like. I'll watch volleyball. You guys won't watch that. But, I mean, there's just nothing on right now.
Not until next week.
You got to scramble. You got to scramble a little
bit. Got to scramble. Quality entertainment. Got to catch up on my docs.
Yeah, you do.
I think I got to catch up on my docs. The other one people were wanting me to watch was the Favre one. I don't think I want to watch that.
I don't think I have any real interest in watching a doc on Brett Favre.
I mean, I think at this point that we pretty much know his whole deal. He pulled his junk out a lot. He was kind of, you know.
Is it mostly about his playing
with
career
women?
Or is it about his post-playing career?
I don't even know. I think it's everything.
It's the whole thing.
I think it's everything.
Okay.
Maybe trashing him post-career.
Yeah, that doesn't interest me either.
Yeah, I, for some reason. I probably shouldn't, but for some reason I'm kind of sympathetic to Favre. I'm sure he did inappropriate things that are wildly wrong, but I kind of like him. I don't know. Don't want to watch that one.
He's a likable hillbilly type.
He's a likable hillbilly. Right. And I'm sure he did a million things wrong.
Except for all the people that he stole money from.
I don't know if I believe that, but maybe he did.
Yeah.
I believe the pulling out his junk stuff. That I believe.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, he's a guy, so of course you believe.
I believe he's capable. That's way easier for me to believe.
Yeah.
Whether or not he stole from people, maybe. You know, I don't think I want to face that reality if it's true.
Well, I did notice when I came in that Valdez, I guess, did you bring in, Valdez is like, is it second swing sports for golf for the rest of the guys in the four
play
spots?
Play it again, sports,
because I texted him last night because I was putting my golf bag together, and I was like, I don't have a glove because my son is using his glove recently, put it on my bag. I don't know where mine went out. So I put the bat signal out to Valdez, like, bring an extra glove because I don't. Do I really want to pay $25 in a pro shop for a glove?
You play once a year.
That's dumb.
There's no reason.
So I'm going to use your glove. I don't care if you sweated in it. That's fine. So I'm going to use his glove, and I believe he has a pair of kicks for Mike Marr, too. So he's just hooking everybody.
Mike Marr, you need golf shoes?
No, so I have two pairs of golf shoes, but these are a little more retro, because when you see me boots on the ground at the course today, I'm going to be wearing an old school shirt from about the 70s or 80s.
Oh, really?
What are you wearing?
You don't want to say? He might do a reveal.
Yeah, we might do a reveal on the show.
Okay, very good.
Is this like a Caddyshack bit
you're doing?
No.
Get Cakes hyped for the Purple Heart. The last segment of the show, we might come.
I don't know if you were here. I think you were here, Drabby, but I was at the club hitting balls the other day in the rain, and all of a sudden, Cakes stands right next to me in the sun hitting balls. Cakes, I think, is getting a little bit, because of your son.
Mainly my son was hitting balls, but I'll grab the sticks and swing a few
here and there.
So
you
hit
a few?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's going to get bit by the golf bug because of bonding with his son.
This will entertain you. I've been at the putting green, too, trying to work on things. Now, I don't know if this is going to translate, but I'm the world's worst putter.
What time shotgun?
12 noon start.
12?
Yeah.
Right. At 1757 Golf Club.
Yep. Cakes always putts first.
I do always putt first. And I'm happy to do it.
He's the guinea.
I'm happy to lead the way.
Yeah.
I just hope I'm not, like, hitting him off the green. Like, I want to at least give people a read so they can follow me.
Right, of
course. That's the whole thing.
Right, and if you have some woefully short or just way too hard putt.
Yeah, for a yank it. It doesn't help anybody.
There's a minus 1,000 bet at the sports book that Cakes stubs his putter on a putt.
Well, that's the safest money all day. That'll happen.
Cakes does it at least once around.
Yeah, because I just have a herky-jerky
swing. I can
see
it on a really long putt.
I've never had to fix divots on a green.
Maybe later this afternoon, you might have to get back on that. I hope you have a divot repair tool.
Are you a little too wristy?
How would I know? Okay. I don't know.
Gotcha. He just never putts.
It's a big adventure.
Yeah.
When you don't play, you have no feel.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero feel whatsoever.
Believe me, I play all the time and I have no feel like on chipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
can be difficult.
Yeah.
But you're going to have great weather today.
Yeah, it's going to be like 81 or 82 degrees.
I think today through Thursday should be great, right? Great golfing weather.
Yeah. It's going to be warm.
You can duck out of work or
I prioritize sunblock. Now here's
need that.
I think I know the answer, but here's the question. The only sunblock that I found in the house was kids.
They probably have some at the club.
I think I have some.
I have some in my car.
Most people have some in their bags.
Yeah. Shouldn't kids be the same?
Probably. It's fine.
I mean, it says copper tone 50.
Might even be stronger.
I got spray. I got the face stuff. Whatever you want, I have it.
I need the spray.
It should be fine.
I mean, most golf courses probably have it in there anyway.
You should be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as it's not expired, is it pretty new?
I think so.
Yeah, you should be fine. I was at U.S. Open qualifying in Woodmont yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, that's a long day, and it was sunny all day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was breezy, so it wasn't humid. But, man, I can't imagine being out there from, you know, 8 a.m. to 6.
Was Max Homa lugging his bag all over the course?
He wasn't there yesterday.
Oh, he was at a different course.
He's at a different course.
He was at that Kinsale.
He was down in Florida,
Got it.
I thought he was at Kinsale.
I thought it was Ohio.
Wherever it is, it's where Fowler was.
That's in Florida.
Yeah?
That's in Florida.
Yeah. It is kind of funny to see those guys that are, you know, like, used to having caddies. They just got their walking bag slung across their back.
Well, most of the guys, he had just fired his caddy.
Oh, he did? Okay. Yeah,
all the guys I saw yesterday, they all had caddies.
Yeah.
But, man, it's a long day in the sun.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're Max Homa, though, and you did carry your bag for 36 holes? And, by the way, you lose out in a playoff.
You can't go.
If you had a caddy, probably, probably saves him a stroke or two.
Mm-hmm.
Not lugging that freaking bag around for 36. How'd your boy do? Did he do okay? Did he hang in there?
He shot 79, 73.
It's so hard.
79, he had a couple bag breaks, bad bounces in his first 18. Had a triple and a double, so he was pretty much
done.
What
were the top four? Like, what were the scores that qualified?
Ryan McCormick, whoever that is, 10 under.
Yeah. Isn't that nutty?
Trevor Cohn from Charlotte, 5 under. Brian Lee, local kid. I think he plays at Duke. From Fairfax, 3 under. And Mark Leishman.
Good.
3 under.
So I follow this guy. Valdez might follow him, too, on social media. He's one of these, like, golf influencer dudes. And he's a great player. But there's a reason why he's an influencer. He qualified and won, like, the qualifying before this. He shot, like, 67 to get into the final qualifying. He ended up shooting 74, 75. Nothing to be ashamed about. The leader shot 18 under.
It's crazy.
And that's the difference between... This guy's an elite golfer, too.
Yeah.
That's the difference between just, like, a great player at your club or something who's, like, a scratch or a plus one or plus two and the ones that make a living... playing golf.
Well, that's going to be the winning 18 score.
18 under.
That's going to be the winning score at the Purple Heart Open today. But that's a best ball.
Yeah.
That's with four people having opportunities.
I don't understand anything. Why was Max Homa and Ricky Fowler and the other big silly, I forget,
Cameron Young,
all playing against each other on the same region? And why wasn't Ricky Fowler playing Woodmont yesterday to qualify?
Because there were good players at Woodmont, too. They tried to pick their best spots.
Not at that level.
I think there were, if you looked at the field. Yeah. They also tried to pick out
Brendan Steele was there.
Not like, those guys are much better. Yeah.
I don't understand.
The field is much better down there.
I think they try to pick the...
It's just based off of like where they live.
I think it's based, I think all those guys are probably based in Florida.
I don't know that it's that. I think it's based on everything. They look at the course.
Yeah.
They look at how many spots are going to be available.
How many people are playing in it.
They project all that stuff.
Like, I think the one in Valencia wasn't that difficult. Like, the field wasn't that difficult. But if you're Max Homa, you're not going to fly if you're... And you're Ricky Fowler, you're based in Florida, you're not going to fly all the way out to Cali to try and qualify. You're going to pick something that's more local.
Yeah.
If you want to win, go to the US Open, you will. I mean, yes, some...
I'm pretty sure Fowler and Homa played in Kinsale, unless I'm wrong. I thought they played Kinsale.
In Columbus, right?
Kinsale, wherever that is.
It's in Columbus, I'm reading.
I thought Kinsale was in Florida.
No, I don't know where it is. I just know that's where they played.
Homa was seen carrying his bag at Kinsale Golf and Fitness Club in Columbus,
Ohio. That's where they're going to do it because also that's where the memorial was.
That makes it convenient.
So they're still in town for
that
the memorial.
That makes it convenient,
so,
for sure.
Instead of flying.
And then a lot of these guys that were at Woodmont are live guys. There are a lot of live players, although some of them withdrew, like Bubba and Westwood got, but lives in town. So it makes all the sense. Brendan Steele is a live player, so he's playing Woodmont, and then he's staying here all week because he's playing live on Friday.
Right.
I think there's a lot of reasons, but I think mainly it's because of convenience.
Especially those guys that are really at a high level, they're not really afraid of any field, right?
Right.
So like, if you're Ricky Fowler,
he's not trying to cherry pick what field.
He's not going
to
say I'm scared of this field. He's just not because he's. Freaking Ricky Fowler, and he's won six times or whatever on tour.
Should have considered it, because that's why he's not in the U.S. Open.
He missed it by a couple strokes, right?
He'll be watching it at home.
I think
like
he was about maybe playoff. 4 or 5 under. Oh, he made it to the playoff at 5 under?
Yeah.
I was following up until like 16 or something, and I kind of bailed on it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, but it's just golf. That's the one thing you got to love about golf, man. It's merit-based. You got to be out there, and you can have a great year, but you got to follow it up, you know, within a year or two and keep having great years if you want to stay out
there. But I tell you what, man, to carry your bag for 36 holes when you never carry your bag, that's
insane.
That's got to be
and
hard.
What is Homa now? I mean, what is he? Is he 30, 35? He's 35 or less. He's under 35.
I don't think he's 35.
Yeah, he's under that.
Yeah.
So maybe he's 29, but still.
He'll be fine. He's a 30-year-old carrying his bag around.
I know, but those guys.
Okay. No, but Cakes, you.
They never do it.
You just think about it.
I understand, but he's in shape.
He's fit.
He'll handle it.
He's not going to die.
He's 34.
But it's exhausting to do that. It just is. 7,500 yards twice. I'm sure there's some terrain you had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that course, they said it was playing about 7,700 yards. It was windy. It's just a tough-ass course. And the fact that this kid, Ryan McCormick, well, he's not a kid. He's 33. I just looked him up. He's a Corn Ferry player. Mm-hmm. Ryan McCormick shot 66. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's absurd on that course.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you want to follow much lower level golf, be sure to follow the Junks socials today at Junks Radio on Twitter and more. We'll see Mike Marr's big on-course reveal later during the Purple Heart Open. We're the Junks. We'll be right back on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.